7:55 a.m. Good morning. It's September 14th, Friday morning, almost 8 o'clock. It's a very cool morning here today, something in the low 50s, kind of brisk, feels good. It's sun's back out, it's a clear day, it's kind of lovely. It's a Friday, so things are going to be totally disrupted today. Particularly when the day gets towards the end. My elder daughter has to go play for a football game this evening, and then there'll be much gnashing of teeth probably afterwards, because tomorrow is CU band day, and I think she has to be on the bus at like 7 o'clock or something. I have a bunch of stuff I've got to get done today. Business-wise. One thing is that I've got to get an order out to the UK. Another is I've got to get a couple more letters written. I still have to get this story done for John Moreau. So, I have a kernel of an idea. And every time I try to think about how it's supposed to play out, 1932, not bad. Every time I think about how it's going to play out, it's like, that can't possibly work. And of course, the problem is, I need to stop thinking about it. I need to just sit down, put my butt in the chair, and start writing it and see how it unfolds. And so far, I've been completely lacking in sufficient discipline to make that happen. So my apologies to John. The Walk the Fire anthology is hanging on its weakest link at the moment, which is me. So, let's see. Also, patiobooks.com has gone offline. For those of you who have not noticed it yet, the problem has to do, or the issue, is that the server got injected with some sort of backdoor, and after months of wrestling with it, they discovered that there's just the piecemeal approach is not working. And so what they needed to do was to take it down to metal, which is another way of saying format the drive and start over. And so Audiobooks 2.0 has been waiting in the wings for several months now as volunteers chip away at the various functions and features, which should make the new Patio Books look a lot more like a modern application than the sort of old school space that it was. So yeah, there's that. But the question is how long it's going to be down, and I don't have any idea. Neither does Evo. They're working on it. I'm sure this weekend we'll see a major push. But it's all volunteer work. They're doing the best they can. So, Patio Books is offline. Community.patiobooks.com is still up. It's on a separate server. It's actually running on a Ning. And that will stay up, I believe, and give us a place to congregate and talk to fans and let them know what's happening so that they can be kept in the loop. So we don't know. Is it going to be days? Is it going to be weeks? It could very well be 2-3 weeks before they get things back together. So it's a question of waiting it out. But it's coming back. They are working on it. I'm trying to walk fast this morning to get the walk out of the way, get it posted. I've got a problem this morning in that I didn't get enough sleep last night. by a big factor. It was 10 before I went to bed, and the cats woke me up very, very early. I managed to roll over and go back to sleep once, but it wasn't for very long before I had to get up. I've already had one nap today. It wasn't a particularly satisfying one, but I've had one nap already, and I'm probably going to have another. And then I still have to get the edit changes in for Zyphira's call and get that released. If I could do that today, that would be spectacular. I don't know if that's going to happen, but let's see. I'm still getting copy edits, excellent copy edits. Thank you very much to all the people who are still sending me copy edits for Zephyr's call. I really need to go back through and put the new covers on Tanith Fairport too, because I think I've got an order for one and I don't have any more in stock. I need to double check that. So, yeah, lots of business stuff I need to take care of this morning. I'll need to redo my calendar. That was working so very well, and it's kind of fallen off the wayside for the last couple of 3 weeks. And I'm not exactly sure why. I need to redo that. I need to get back into that habit, into that harness. Because one of the things that I've noticed is that when I was working to the calendar, I had stuff I could talk about every day. I had things that were happening that made coming out and talking to you each morning something I could share. And the last few weeks, my conversation is how much I failed, which isn't a fun thing to do. But I suppose that's part of the feedback mechanism. Center. If I'm going to do the podcast, it's not only to keep me honest in terms of walking 2 miles, but it's also to keep me honest in terms of craft, in terms of getting product out the door. So there's that. Big news yesterday was the wife's computer making noise. I took it apart and blew out the gunk. Took all the stuff off the fans, and that helped a bit. But now she's very aware of a grinding noise that's been going on for quite some time. And of course she's certain that the demise of this machine is now imminent. And so one of the things I'm probably going to have to do today is go buy her a new computer. Her birthday's coming, so be an early birthday present. And probably a little early birthday present for me too, because I'll get the old one when she's done offloading stuff. And my guess is that it'll run for a good long time yet. So yeah, there's that. And what I'm going to do with another computer, I don't know. We'll see, as they say in the old country. We'll see. Walking, walking, walking. There are mornings where this walk feels like I'm dragging my butt through treacle, through molasses. That I'm not actually moving at all. It's just sort of slow motion ambling through the time stream, and I'm not getting anywhere. Today's sort of one of those days, even though my legs are burning because I've been walking so hard so far already. I'm, you know, trying to get back, trying to get this taken care of, trying to move on to the next project. You can hear it in my voice in terms of I'm walking harder than normal, so there's less air. And in spite of that, I'm not getting anywhere near the speed that I normally get. And we've had 17-minute miles, and this is going to be lucky if this is an 18-minute mile. Maybe 17 and three quarters, I don't know. In spite of the fact that I'm really hiking right along this morning. Intersection here. I'm trying not to get hit. Okay. No cars. Rattling here. My pocket. Rattling in my pocket. Not quite sure what it is. Oh, there it is. Got a hanging earbud banging against the casing. See if I can fix that. There we go. Ah. They look like you could just pick them up and tuck them under your arm. I'm sure you can't, but they always seem so small. Kind of herbaceous flowering shrub here has put out a very almost lavender scented flower. There's big washes of it. Big. Chunks of it sat in this guy's lawn. It smells good. I try to think of what else to talk about today. As always, there's a ton of stuff that's weighing on my mind that I can't talk about, that I shouldn't talk about. So it's always a challenge. Good morning. Speedwalker with her earbuds in. I saw her yesterday. Yeah. One of the things that I keep coming back to is that I'm going to be 60 in a month. It's one of those milestones. Doesn't seem possible. In a lot of ways, it doesn't seem possible that I could be approaching 60. In other ways, when I start thinking about things like being in first grade, I'm pretty sure it was first grade, and learning about the patterns of the stars on the flag because they were changing because we'd added new states. Learning about the space program and the Russians with Sputnik. I was born in 1952, just barely over halfway past the last century. Now we're a decade into the following one. We've gone from communications that consisted of telephones where you shared a line with your neighbors and listening in on the party line conversations. And you could hear what the neighbors were talking about on the phone. To living in a house where I have two computers, sometimes three computers, sometimes four computers, all communicating with the world at the same time. Sometimes on my behalf, sometimes just because I need to know something, sometimes because I want to reach out and talk to someone. That I should have in my pocket a telephone that does not need a wire to make a connection to someone, that I can just pull it out of my pocket pretty much wherever I am and be guaranteed that I'll be able to talk to anyone whose phone number I have or anyone whose phone number I can find, since it also has an internet browser which gives me the phone books of the world pretty much at my fingertips. To think that we've gone from the expense, the onerous expense of a 5-cent letter in order to get a low-cost message across town because it was 10 cents a minute for long distance. An exorbitant expense in the days when $5,000 a year was common salary. It boggles my mind sometimes when I think about it that way. But I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. It'll be Saturday. I hope I'll talk to you then.